Hello and welcome to Truth Talk. Today I want to share on what I titled God's Voice or Theirs. And my text is taken from Job chapter 42 from verse 7 to 9. After the Lord had finished speaking to Job, he said to Eliphaz the Temanite, "I am angry with you and your two friends, for you have not spoken accurately about me as my servant Job has. So take 7 bulls and 7 rams and go to my servant Job and offer a burnt offering for yourselves. My servant Job will pray for you and I will accept his prayer on your behalf. I will not treat you as you deserve, for you have not spoken accurately about me as my servant Job has." So Eliphaz the Temanite, Bildad the Shuhite, and Zophar the Naamathite did as the Lord commanded them, and the Lord accepted Job's prayer. So this is the story of Job during his time of trial. We all know, or most of us know, the story of Job, how he went through a time of trial and testing. And it was during those times that Job's friends came to see him. And the scripture says that when they arrived and saw Job, they were so shocked at his state that they were speechless. For many days, they sat with him and said nothing, totally at a loss for what to say. Because Job's children had been killed, his businesses had been all destroyed completely, and now his skin, he had all kinds of rashes on his skin. He just looked nothing like what they had known of him. And so after some days of sitting with Job, Job himself began to lament about his situation. And the scripture says that when those men heard what Job said about himself, the fact, you know, just, hey, I'm not just happy about the time of my birth. And he just began to just say some things, just expressing his displeasure about his situation and what was happening to him. And the scripture says that his friends started to respond. One after the other, they were saying to Job, "These things don't just happen. You must have done something. Your children must have done something. You know, bad things don't just happen to people. Whatever you've done, confess it. Confess, because it's obvious that you've done something." And even Job himself was surprised, was shocked at these people. And he responded, you know, I love Job's response. Job said, in Job chapter 6 and verse 14, he says, "One should be kind to a fainting friend, but you accuse me without any fear of the Almighty. My brothers, you have proved as unreliable as a seasonal brook that overflows its banks in the spring, when it is swollen with ice and melting snow." What was Job saying? He said, "My people, my friends, here you are accusing me without any fear of God. And to me now you have become so unreliable. Unreliable." Like I said, this was instructive to me because many times when things happen to people, we tend to think that we know the reason why. And we start thinking, we start trying to find out what could have happened. Maybe they sinned against God. Maybe their children are like this because they are like this. Maybe their marriage turned out like this because of this. We want to, you know, just pinpoint solutions like the friends of Job. And yes, as they were saying, "Job, you couldn't have been doing what is right and this will happen." Don't you think like that most times? That the fact that something bad has happened
could just mean that that person may have sinned. And the Lord's response is also something I want us to be mindful of, where I started from. Where the Lord spoke to Job's friend and he said to them, "You have not spoken of me accurately." He says, "I'm angry with you and your friends. You have not spoken accurately about me as my servant Job has."
God's voice or theirs.
Thank God that Job was sensitive. The scripture says when they will talk, Job will counter it. "You can't be telling me this. I know who I am. You can't be accusing me. No, I can't receive that. I know what I did or what I can do and what I can do. You can't be convincing me to accept your summary of the matter when it is not even so." God's voice or theirs. So many voices now speaking around us. All of them trying to get our attention. All of them trying to summarize situations and circumstances around us. Which one will you listen to? Which one will you listen to? The Lord said, "You have not spoken accurately about me." There are many voices speaking. Some of them sound very spiritual, like Job's friends. If you read about them, they sound spiritual. They sound like people who know God. People who look like they know that, like they know God at a very, very intimate level. So when they speak, you feel like you need to listen. But this story teaches us that the fact that somebody sounds spiritual is sounding deep, like Eliphaz. He says, "In the deep of the night, I saw this presence. I sensed this presence and all the hairs," speaking it in a very spiritual way so that people get convinced, yes, this must be the voice of God. More than ever before, we need to be hearing and knowing the voice of God. Jesus said, "My sheep know me. They know my voice. A stranger's voice they will not follow." And that's why he gave us the Holy Spirit to help us to discern when it's God and when it's not God. Job discerned that this is not God saying this, because I myself, I even know what I did and what I didn't do. And you are accusing me of what I know I didn't do. It is important that we hear the voice of God. His voice never comes to condemn. Jesus said, "I have not come to condemn any man. I have come that they might have life." You are already condemned, so I didn't come to condemn you further. So when God speaks, he does not speak to condemn a man. God does not seek to criticize and to wash us down. We are already washed down by sin. So God cannot be coming to wash us down further. No. He has come that we may have life. So his voice will bring life. His voice will bring encouragement. His voice will bring true repentance. Not guilt and condemnation. True repentance. When God speaks, it brings repentance. What Job was feeling here, Job says, "You guys, you are to me as unreliable as a seasonal brook. Today is here. When the waters are high, the next time you go and check for it, it's no longer there. Unreliable." May you not be an unreliable brook. May I not be that unreliable brook. And these things happen sometimes because we think that we need to speak to every situation. We need to speak because as far as we are concerned, we are the mouth of God. Yeah, no doubt, you are the mouth of God. But it's not every time that you need to speak. Remember when those people brought that adulteress to the lady caught in adultery to Jesus, and you're saying, "What do we do to her? Now she's supposed to be stoned." What do you say? The Bible says the Lord squatted and he said nothing for a while. There are times that you need to say nothing. Sometimes we are too afraid of quiet. We just feel that every space must be filled with words. So sometimes in a situation like this, Job's friends, you go to somebody, there's a loss, we feel that we need to be saying something. Things that are not even coming from our spirits. It's just mere empty words. Nobody is looking for empty words, especially in a time of need. In fact, sometimes people just need to be quiet. They just want quiet. All they need is to know that there is somebody who came by. So we don't need to feel like we need to talk to every situation. That's one thing I'm learning. To be quiet and to be comfortable with quiet. Some of us are not comfortable with quiet. We think that quiet is abnormal. There must always be one form of noise. So anywhere we are, there must be one sound or something going. And that's why anywhere we are, we feel we need to be talking. If we are in a meeting and we don't talk, then we feel like, you know, something is wrong. No. You don't need to talk all the time if God has not given you something to say. We are oracles. We only speak. An oracle is the one who transmits what, you know, the Lord has said. So we speak when he speaks. If he's not speaking, we keep quiet. Jesus says, I only say what my father is saying. I only do what he does. No wonder he had so many great results. Because he says, I do nothing of my own. If we are listening and following the Lord, then we will know that it is important. Just say what he wants you to say. If he's not saying anything, keep quiet. And be comfortable with it. So that when you do speak, people will know that when he speaks or when she speaks, listen. Don't let people get tired with your talk. Some of us, we talk so much that when we go to meetings, in fact, immediately we start, people will be like, oh, he wants to say something again. Because they've gotten so familiar with your talks. It ought not be that. It ought to be such that people will be waiting. This meeting should not be over. We need to hear from him. Because you don't talk much, but when you talk, they know that something has been said. Ah, may that be us in Jesus' name. May that be you. That whenever you talk, in fact, people are waiting and desiring to talk. One. The second thing is that we need to be conversant with God's voice, the voice of the Good Shepherd, so that we are not deceived by smooth sounding words, spiritual so-called words in quotes, but that we are able to discern whether this is God or not. So that someone will not manipulate you with spirituality. Thank God Job did not receive that. He said, no, you guys, you can't convince me. I know myself. I didn't do those things. I am not what you are saying. We must hear the voice of our Good Shepherd. We must discern it so that we are not taken unawares. The scripture says, so that we are not tossed about by all kinds of doctrines. All kinds of doctrines that are there to ensnare men. That will not be your portion in the name of Jesus, and that will not be mine. When we speak, we'll bring the heart of God, the mind of God. And when there's nothing to say, we are happy to be quiet, because God moves even in quiet. Did you hear that? He moves even in quiet. Maybe especially in quiet. That's why the Holy Ghost never moves. I always tell my children, anything that needs comes to you and it's like, no, you must move. If you don't, any offer that comes to you and doesn't give you time to think or pray about it, turn it down. God is never in that. God is never in such a hurry. He's never that desperate. He's never that desperate. If it's from the Lord, it will come back to you. Go and take time and pray. And find out whether this is what God wants you to do. Don't let them manipulate you. If you miss this now, if you go now, you won't get it again. No. Whatever God has for you, God told me that many years ago, whatever I have for you will get to you. And we need to be confident in that. To know that if God has something, he knows my address. He knows my address. The Lord will help us in the name of Jesus. He will help us to know his voice, to be conversant with his voice. So we know when it's his voice and when it's theirs. The Lord will also help us to be people who bring forth the mind of God, not just speaking to be heard because we want to make a name for ourselves, but we speak because we want God to be heard. So if we know that this is not him, we don't speak it. because we are not seeking our own. In the name of Jesus. Father, thank you for your word this morning. Thank you because the entrance of your word brings light. Thank you for giving us discerning hearts in these times to know, to recognize your voice, to be bold enough not to allow ourselves to be intimidated by their voices, but to be in absolute submission to you, remaining there so that, Lord Jesus, your voice continues to be clear and we continue to walk in the light. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Thank you so much for tuning in. The Lord bless you, and bye-bye for now.